Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Browns finishing up their OTAs today. Ninth practice, setting up for the rookie minicamp next week. Or not rookie minicamp, the mandatory
the
minicamp,
minicamp.
The real minicamp. Everybody. The 16th to the 18th. It'll be interesting to see, you know, who's there. Will Tashaun Gibson come? Will he come in for the mandatory minicamp? Remember, this is all voluntary right now. He has not shown up as he's trying to decide whether to sign his tender or not with the Cleveland Browns. We've got a lot to talk about as it relates, of course, to the Cavaliers posting game four of the NBA Finals tonight. We've got a little fill in the blank, and we'll do it like this. The Cavs will win tonight if blank will be the unsung hero tonight for the Cavs, and the celeb I'd want to picture with the most at tonight's game is blank. Those are our three fill in the blanks. I put those on Twitter. You can tweet us at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 37, and of course, at, is it Matt Wilhelm 35? 57.
Yeah, 35.
Matt Wilhelm 35. Sorry.
Okay.
I was confused.
I will read your tweet.
You will not read your tweet. You will not read your tweet, nor will he tweet you back.
I will eventually.
Matt Wilhelm 35 and at Matt Wilhelm 57.
It's the calm before the storm right now. Most likely.
They're like the tree that falls in the forest.
The season. It's the season.
That's when you're going to start tweeting?
Most likely.
Most likely.
Yes. High likely.
Is that an 80% commitment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. 80% commitment to Twitter right there. I like it.
And for those individuals that have connected with me in the past on Twitter, I'm very fun to follow as I'm watching a football game that you're watching. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I'm watching a Buckeye game, I mean, I don't watch much college football outside of Ohio State. And I'll watch obviously all primetime games and the Cleveland Browns, of course. But I'm very intuitive and I kind of give the same perspective that I give on the show verbally, you know, here on the radio. But I just do it with words and I just state facts. And sometimes I get a little loose with my fingers as I can't be as much as I'd like to with my mouth on the radio.
Yes. A little loosey-goosey there, so we'll certainly look forward to that. So we'll talk Cavs. Say, call your shot. Definitely seems like a little bit more of a subdued feeling headed into this game. People are definitely fired up, I know that, but it definitely seems a little more subdued here for today. Also, we are going to talk about OTAs, what we saw today. We are going to have Andy Lee, the Browns' new punter, in studio with us in the second hour. That's around 2:15. We'll have Mike Pettine's post-practice presser for you as well. Around 2 o'clock, we'll play a little Fact or Fiction for a little Cavs and a Browns. We'll take your calls and tweets all day long, too. 216-578-0850. Again, that's 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Four. Matt, you were out there a little bit of practice. We'll get into that. But just in general, man, how are you today? What are you thinking? Are you fired up? What's going on?
I am good. I have confirmed the tickets that I will be in the building again for Game 4. I do believe that Game 6 will be a little bit more difficult. So I'm pumped up. And I do, in fact, also agree with you that there is a little bit more of a calm before the storm. I think there's going to be excitement, and it will build as the hours go by leading up to the game. I am absolutely sure that the individuals that will be in and around the building in downtown will not disappoint and will have a repeat performance from Tuesday night. But I think we've validated ourselves. We are confident. And I think that the old Cleveland would be head over heels with either it's done, we're going to win the series, I don't even need to pay attention or get hyped for it, or the old Cleveland would be, they're going to find a way to
blow
screw
it
up.
Yes.
You know, but the new Cleveland right now and the calm that we have right now is the swagger, is the confidence, and the savvy to say, just like LeBron did after the game in his Dwayne Wade interview, one game at a time. We're just focused on the next one.
That's what they got to do, one game at a time. A lot of Cleveland royalty coming in for this one. The Miz will be in attendance at tonight's game. Dolph Ziggler will be in attendance at tonight's game. I know that. And they'll be hanging out with the nature boy, Ric Flair.
Really?
Woo!
Where are they going to be? Because I want to go. I want to hang out with those guys.
Well, we'll let you know after the game. We'll be going out and about, taking this town, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun. Woo! The nature boy. Apparently, he's coming in to give a pep talk to the Cavs before the game.
Has he done that before?
He's done that for some other teams, yep.
I know, but he's done it for another Ohio team before. Maybe it was Ohio State.
Was it the Buckeyes?
Might have been the Buckeyes. I think he has before, and he did not disappoint.
He did not disappoint. So lots going on there. I am not sure yet if I'm going or not. I had sold my season tickets because the price was just too ridiculous, and I knew there'd be a game six. But now I want to go. It was a little bit of a snap. It was a little bit of a snafu on the part of Jacuzzi Ricky, if I'm going to be perfectly honest about it. And
the kid,
there was a little bit of a miscommunication, but it's all working out. It's all going to be fine. But either way, I'm going to be downtown and I'll be having a good time for this game. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it will be raucous. Now, what I don't like is the Warriors were 1-point favorites in game two. The Cavs beat them up and beat them. The Warriors are now 3-point favorites for this game. And it's been bet up from the Cavs starting as a 1-point favorite. It's been bet all the way up for the Warriors as now 3-point favorites.
Wow.
I don't like that. Something about that makes me a little bit, in the words of my friend Ryan Novak, uncomfortable.
I'm not a huge sports gambler, so I don't necessarily know what that means. Does that mean that there's been significant amount of bets on the Cavs?
What's that mean? No. That means there's been a lot, the big, sharp, what you would call sharp money, because this is where you get scared. The majority of bets are going on the Cavs on a percentage basis.
Yes.
But the line keeps moving away from that because the money, the people who are betting, big money, are all the sharps, like the Vegas types.
Yeah.
They're betting on the Warriors.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things, when you think about it and you think right now the Cavs are playing better team, they're at home, they just coming off a win, the average person will be like, oh, I can get the Cavs plus three.
So Vegas preys on those average people to pay out their sharps or sharks or however you want to call it on their big bets to make sure that game five, they make those big bets again and again and again. And in some cases...
No, the sharps lose from... I mean, they're not always right.
No, I know they're not always right, but I meant like the commoner, who make... do you want $10,000 bets or do you want $100,000 bets? You know what I mean? And that's kind of what you're saying. And those $100 bets are going on Cleveland now, but the $10,000 plus bets are all going on Golden State, which is swaying.
Right. So the line is moving. It's costing you more and more to get Golden State, which just makes me a little bit nervous.
Okay.
It would be a spread theory, as the kid would call it. It's a spread theory.
I talked to the kid today, too. On the phone.
Colorado.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Out in Colorado. Enjoying
himself. Having a good time. Yeah, he is enjoying himself.
He sounds very level-headed.
He does.
No, but I asked him because I think wife and I, great friends, and a few other great couples we might do. I have my first Barrio experience pregame tonight.
You're going Barrio tonight?
I think so.
Good for you.
Yes.
If I can get down there in time, I certainly will be. I'm sure I'll make my way in there.
Bring the Miz. Bring everybody.
I don't know where he's going to be. He's going to be with the Nature Boy.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
That is where it's trying to be, on top of a building.
Somewhere. Woo! Yeah, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. All right, 216-578-0850. A lot to talk about. Oh, this is something I just want to talk about early in the show. Get it out of the way. The Indianapolis Colts have hoisted a new banner in their building.
All right.
It says, there's usually like division champion and AFC champion or Super Bowl champion. Those are the banners. So for them, it'd be AFC South.
They didn't do AFC runner-up.
AFC finalist. An AFC finalist banner. Easily one of the most disgraceful things that I've ever seen.
Yes.
As a player, would you even want that hanging in your building?
No. As a player, no. It's an embarrassment. And for me, it was always very cool for me to clinch the division, I think it was 2005, maybe, or 2000. I think it was 2005, my third year in San Diego. We were playing here in Cleveland at that time, Cleveland Brown Stadium. It was minus 19 degrees. It was snow. There were probably 25,000 people in the stadium. And with that victory, Antonio Gates had like 140 yards receiving. With that victory, we actually clinched the AFC West.
Okay.
So given the hats, given the shirts, the celebration in the locker room, which was great because we guaranteed our spot in the playoffs. And that to me is very cool. But
yeah.
But being honored for essentially being being the fourth best team.
Maybe third. It's debatable. Yes.
Yeah, it is. But, right. I think Green Bay would have whooped up on the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
So for being the fourth best team in football, I think that's a joke. And that's a decision. As I always talk about, the top of the building and the bottom of the building. You know, that is a top of the building decision, and it's for those individuals. It is not regarded as anything worth or of value to anyone on the bottom or in that locker room. The players. The players and the coaches should think it's a disgrace to have that.
It is a disgrace. It's ridiculous. AFC finalists? So what are the – are you going to start putting like AFC South runner-up?
I would have been AFC championship game runner-up would have been AFC finalists. Because then anybody that essentially made the playoffs –
was a finalist.
Was a finalist.
Right.
You know? Oh, you got a 1-12 shot. You know, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-frickin-doo. All right, good. I'm glad you're – to me, as a competitor, that just isn't even anything.
No.
It's awful.
So do you want to hang – we're going to hang 20 finalist banners here, and one of those are finally going to fall for us.
Right.
I mean, come on. That's an embarrassment. If they do it again, are they going to have another finalist banner?
Why do they even have one finalist banner?
To me, all that is a greatest way of saying we can't get the job done, we can't finish, and we're losers.
Right. We couldn't quite get there.
Couldn't quite get there. Neither could the other 29 or 30.
Right. If you make it, then you can call yourself AFC champion.
Exactly.
If you get to the Super Bowl, you've earned the right to say you're the AFC champion.
Yes.
You win your
absolutely.
Division. Put that up there.
And in my basement, I of course have Super Bowl champion garb and towels and banners and so on and so forth that were given to me by the Green Bay Packers. But I also do have NFC Championship Gatorade towels and hats and shirts and, you know, and garb as well, which is really great because of the accomplishment of being the champion of your conference.
So do you think...
Which is why they give you a trophy. What do you get for losing?
I was just going to say, you think...
I've been the loser before. There's no banner up for me.
You didn't get a hat that said AFC finalist?
No.
San Diego Chargers?
No.
That'd be amazing.
No.
Oh, that'd be so good. That'd be so good.
I'd wear it with my jorts and my jersey with no shirt.
For sure. By the way.
And anybody could come and kick me in the nuts.
If they want to. Step right up. All right, folks. 216-578-0850. We'll do some fill in the blank. We'll talk OTAs. Andy Lee will be live on today's show. Mike Pettine will be on today's show. And so will you. The Dog Pound. The Cavaliers faithful. You're all in, as are we, on Cleveland Browns Deli, driven by Liberty Ford.